Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Why sitting kills and moving heals. I love that. Sitting kills and moving heals. You know, while the technologies of modern time have given us improved quality of life, they have not come without costs, right? Effectively, our minds are overloaded with information while our physical bodies are underloaded. Dr. Joan Vernikos, research scientist and former director of NASA's Life Sciences Division, is here with me to present an easy-to-follow, scientifically proven plan to restore America's health. And that's a pretty big statement. Dr. Vernikos, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much for having me on.
So, you know, I got this right from your book. So I want to know, what inspired you to write this? This is a quote. Simple everyday movement will prevent pain, illness, and early death, and exercise alone won't. What inspired you to do this?
Well, because it's years of research that finally I had a chance to sit down and sift through all the data, and being perplexed by the fact that astronauts in space that exercised up to 4 hours a day were not, their health was not maintained. We were not preventing the changes that occurred in space. And I used a simulation model on the ground, which basically was healthy volunteers lying in bed continuously. And the changes, we used that to induce changes similar to the ones in astronauts. But the changes over time that observed were very similar to what one sees in the rest of us as we get older. And, of course, the astronauts don't like the concept that they're aging in space. And the medical community wouldn't accept it because, after all, and neither would I, the volunteers coming out of bed or the astronauts returning to Earth would recover. And surely we don't recover from aging.
Right.
Or so the presumption goes. And my research of started in the 80s and the 70s using these head down, especially bed rest volunteers, suggested that these changes were really quite dramatic. These were terribly healthy people, and so are the astronauts when they're going up.
Right. And I noticed on your website, Dr. Vernikos, on your website, you start off your clients that come and visit you with a health assets self-assessment.
Yes.
What exactly do you, how do you define a health asset?
A health asset is like your investment in the bank. It's what do you do to keep yourself healthy? What are the basics that you do? You eat, you sleep, you walk, presumably, or you're up and about. And those are the basics. And then how do you handle stress, the stresses of daily life? And then what else do you do that may affect this balance of health, which is smoking, drinking, overeating, eating the wrong things, and et cetera, that lifestyle, basically. What is the balance we end up with from that is a result of our lifestyle? And what appears is that one of the fundamental things that is detrimental is that, especially with all the conveniences that the technology so creatively has developed for us, we sit.
Right.
And sit for many hours.
All day. Yeah.
All day. And in blocks of uninterrupted time. You see the error that some of the research, well, not the error, it's an omission, that the research has done is to count how many hours you sit. But it's not, that is not nearly as critical as how long do you sit in an uninterrupted block of time.
Is there a time frame then? Well, based on that, what you just said, how long should I sit and then at that point get up? Is it an hour that I need to get up and do some stretching? Is it 2 hours? What's that time frame then?
20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot quicker than I thought.
Yes. It depends what you do a lot of the time. If you are religiously standing up every hour. You know, the last experiment I did when I was at NASA, I asked the question, if I'm in bed 24 hours a day, how many times do I need to get up or get up and walk, say, for 15 minutes at 3 miles at 3 miles an hour, which is not exactly running, to prevent the effects of lying in bed 24 hours? And I did a double-blind study, and much to my amazement, standing up every hour, which is what I did then, every hour from lying down, throughout the day was the best treatment and better than walking. And I could hardly believe it. And, of course, it's very counterintuitive to most of us who have been brought up with the exercise ethos. And especially on the cardiovascular system. But things like aerobic conditioning, for instance, were maintained much better with walking. The calcium excretion that you see in bed rest was maintained, prevented better with walking. And not too much walking either, just 30 minutes a day total. But the change in posture had a dramatic effect on the baroreflexes, the reflexes that sense your blood, regulate your blood pressure, and plasma volume, blood volume, and factors like that that are so integral to the health of the cardiovascular system.
Dr. Vernikos, let me ask you this. Is there any, other than standing up, though, is there anything else? You know, listen, I sit at a desk all day long. I try to get up to do some stretching and stuff. Is there anything other than just standing? What other tips can you give for my listeners who are at a desk all day long when they do stand up? What other things can they do to prevent all of the deterioration that can occur by sitting all day?
Change in posture is the best. And it's the best because it uses the gravity vector that is in one direction only downward when you stand from head to toe. Now, if you squatted and you stood, your trajectory along the gravity vector would be greater. If you jumped, it would be even greater. So if you squatted and then jumped up and then sat down again, you would be using the gravity vector best. But any way that you can use the gravity vector, any way you can orient yourself towards gravity, and let's face it, acceleration, sense of direction, balance, even sitting up straight as opposed to slouching, pushing your elbows.
That can make a difference, huh?
Oh, it makes a difference because think of it, you know, like if you're a plant. And
I just sat up straight, by the way. Dr. Vernikos, I just sat up straight when you said that. It feels better.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. That's awesome. Let me ask you this. So the book, the title of the book is Simple Everyday Movement Will Prevent Pain, Illness, and Early Death, and Exercise Alone Won't. Where can people purchase your book at?
They can get it from Amazon. And it's also an ebook if they are, you know, likely to read it as an ebook. What's important to think about the movements that our parents and grandparents used to make in the course of a day, all day, including weekends, where you would stretch up, bend down to pick up something, stir a pot of Sophia Loren's pasta sauce, or walk from the parking lot as far as you could to the house, sit up in your car so that you're not slouching. Anything that puts you in the closest.
Dr. Vernikos, we're gonna have to end it there because we're running out of time. I want to get your website in. It's joanvernikos.com. Awesome website. You can learn about everything she does there. And the book can be purchased there, I'm sure, as well. Thank you so much for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.